Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. This is the AirLac monthly conference call on Tuesday, the 28th of August, 2012. The time is 14:04 UTC, and we have a very full agenda today. Welcome, everyone. The agenda goes up to 130 minutes or more than that, so I will have to ask everyone to be very brief in their interventions, so that we can actually get through our agenda without too much stress and hassle. So the first thing is to adopt the agenda, and I would like to ask everyone if they have any questions, comments, or any amendments. And unfortunately, I'm using my hands-free kit for my mobile phone, and my mouth is about 4 centimeters away from my microphone. Alan?
Yes, hands from Alan and Cheryl.
Yes, I said Alan.
Okay, sorry. I sent around rather late, I'm afraid, a draft statement to the or advice to the board on regarding the WHOIS AOC review. If we want to act on it, the deadline is the 31st of August, so we may want to at least discuss it and perhaps vote on it at this meeting.
Okay, shall we add this over to the just after the policy advice development workspace?
I would think so. It wasn't a public comment, but effectively the board asked for input from the from ACs, SOs, and the public. So it's appropriate there, yes.
Okay, so let's add it there, and if you could flag it out, please, when we finish.
I'll do that.
Thank you, Alan. And next, Cheryl?
Thank you, Cheryl Langdon, for the transcript record. I do have a very quick point that I'd like to raise. It can be either, as Alan's is, associated with and just after the ALAC discussion on general policy input. It's not actually a public comment, but it sort of fits in that space, or in any other business. It's got to do with IDNs.
To do with IDNs, did you say?
Correct.
Okay. Is it related to making a statement as well?
Not quite.
Not quite. Well,
and if you don't want me to run through it now, it's better to decide to put it, and I'll run through when we get to it.
Yeah. We'll put any other business, and we'll, if you could also flag it out, please.
Okay, but it is policy related and comment related, yeah.
Okay, thank you. So then we can proceed with a roll call and apologies. Now you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier Giesler, for the transcript. Welcome to this ALAC call on Tuesday, the 28th of August. On today's call, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Ron Sherwood, Oksana Priotko, Renalia Abdul-Rahim, Siva Subramanian Mutasami, Jean-Jacques Subrana, Yauvi Atuhun, Uriel Lansipuro, Sala Taminakawe-Maro, Rudy Vansnick, Sandra Hoferichter, Wolf Ludwig, Alan Greenberg, Dev Anand Tiluksing, Carlton Samuels, Evan Leibovich, Garth Brune. On the Spanish channel, we have Sergio Salinas Porto and Natalia Inciso. We do not have any participants on the French channel. Apologies today noted from Eduardo Diaz, Sandra Suknanan, and Tijani Benjema. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Matt Ashtiani, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters today on the Spanish channel are David and Veronica, and on the French channel, we have Camilla. If I could also please remind you all to state your names when speaking, not only for the transcript purposes, but also for our interpreters. And we will let you know in the Adobe Connect chat if anyone is speaking too fast or if you do forget to state your names when speaking. Thank you. Over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Gisela. And Olivier, have we missed anyone from the roll call? No? So thank you and welcome, everybody. And we are immediately going to move over to the review of the action items from our last conference call on the 24th of July. I invite you to open that page, and for the sake of time, you will just look at the current open action items and the newly assigned action items. So the current open action items is only one, and it's a letter from the chair of the ALAC to the chair of the board to be sent out with the improvements report. That has been done, and the reply from the chair of the board was a letter of thanks for the hard work that the community has done. Next, the newly assigned action item. Heidi is to contact finance and determine the specific details of APRALO and AFRALO activities at the IDF meeting in Baku in Azerbaijan. And once these have been determined, Heidi is to forward the information to the ALAC. Could I please ask Heidi to provide us with an update, although I don't see her on the Adobe Connect at the moment.
Hi, Olivier. This is Heidi. I am on the call and on the Adobe Connect. Regarding this action item, I have been in touch with finance and with Mandy Carver, who is leading these activities for the IGF Baku activities, and she assures me that there is movement forward on this, and I expect an email to be sent imminently on this issue.
Thank you very much, Heidi. And may I just say that I have been expecting an email for the past few weeks. If I recall, I was told an email was forthcoming. There's still none. Our regions, specifically in APRALO and AFRALO, the regions that are affected, are particularly concerned that nothing seems to be moving forward whilst the time is arriving fast.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. I did note that this item is going to be discussed on today's call, so I mentioned that to her yesterday, so I'll follow up with her again today. She is aware of the urgency of the issue.
Thank you, Heidi. Next, Jean-Jacques Subrenat.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques Subrenat speaking. On the same topic of the preparation of the IGF and participation by members of the ALAC, I remember having brought this up in two previous ALAC meetings, asking for more details about who is financed to participate in the IGF, and I've not had any reply on that. Could you just quickly tell me who is going on behalf of the ALAC? Thank you.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. I think that the response lies in the response that Heidi has just given us. We are still awaiting the response from finance.
So this is Heidi again. Matt or Gisela, could you please put the link to the AFRALO of activities in Baku up in the chat, please? You'll see that AFRALO and APRALO have prepared very detailed great details about their workshops that they are going to be holding in Baku, and I would expect that those people that are part of that workshop are being funded. But I also know that the requests from both APRALO and AFRALO, I think the AFRALO one noted 5 people to be funded.
Well, I think a clear note needs to be sent that as time goes, the flights are running out. Baku is not exactly a hub city, and there is also an issue with hotels, as far as I understand, and this needs to be done ASAP. So I think we have the good idea. We'll leave it in your hands, Heidi, to put pressure, because we need to move on. Next, Matt Ashkani is to update Aotearoa Maori Internet Organization of its recertification. Matt, do you have an update, please?
Hi, everyone. This is Matt. That's actually been completed, and that has actually been recertified and made aware of it as well.
Okay, thank you. Next, Carlton Samuels is to draft a paragraph on the request for community input on the formulation of 2013-2016 strategic plan public comment, and to post it on the wiki. I believe that has been done, and this has appeared as a signal.
Yes.
Next, go ahead, Carlton.
This is Carlton to the record. Yes, sir. It was done and on the wiki. So.
Okay. Thank you, Carlton. I'll try and speak a little louder, but I don't want my neighbors to complain. I am literally 2 centimeters away from my microphone. So I am sorry if it comes out a little faint. Next, Heidi Ulrich, to add the at-large new GTLB working group and review group meetings for Toronto. Heidi?
Yes, completed.
Okay, thank you very much. Now we can move on directly to the review of current ELS applications, and I'll let staff deal with this. Is it Matt who's going to take us through those?
See, that beeping is annoying.
Somebody's calling in or somewhere or something.
Sorry to interrupt. It's Gisela. We are trying to locate the beeping sound. Thank you.
Thanks very much. I'm Oksana Prikhodko.
Okay, that's interesting. Right. So, have you heard me? Can we move on to the next thing?
Yep.
The organizations currently undergoing the accreditation process. Could I ask staff, please, to take us through those?
Matt, go ahead. Matt, are you able to go through that?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead, Matt.
I couldn't hear Olivier. Can you please repeat that?
Matt, could you please take us through the review of the current ELS application?
Sure, not a problem. So the Association of Notary Public Officials in Uruguay, this is being voted on by LACRELO. The vote closed yesterday. I need to vote wait the vote. Once it's been weighted, then I can actually tell you the regional advice for this. This is also true for the National Association for Digital Inclusion. For number three, the APPDIP. AFRAIL has asked staff to look into additional questions. So once we are able to complete that, then we'll be able to move forward with this ALS application. For number four, race services, we are waiting the due diligence. For number five, the Computer Society of India, we're awaiting the due diligence. For number six, the Internet Society Malaysian chapter, we're awaiting the due diligence. I believe we actually received it last night at about 1 a.m. my time. So we just have to
move
forward on this.
I'm on a conference call.
Okay, thank you, Matt. And finally, of course, we have the recently recertified ATLAS structure, ATLAS Maori Internet Organization. And so that was, of course, done by acclamation during our last call. Any questions or comments? I see Sergio has put his hand up. Sergio, come in, of course, please. You have the floor.
Really, I wouldn't worry about it.
For the record, this is Sergio Salinas Porto. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to inform that after a survey within our region, the Latin American and the Caribbean region, the Asociación de Escribanos of Uruguay and the Association from Brazil were voted, and the Association of Escribanos del Uruguay are still waiting for our response. That is what I wanted to add to your report. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sergio. This is Olivier for the transcript. So now we'll move on to the report from the different RALOs and liaison reports and ALAC monthly reports. I invite you all to have a look at those online. We have very little time to be on our call. But what I will ask is just a one-minute update from the GNSO liaison and the CCNSO liaison. We're starting with the GNSO. Alan, could you be able to give us a one-minute update, please?
Yeah, thank you. There has been no GNSO meeting since the last ALAC meeting. They're a bit wide-spaced in the summer, and there is one in September. Just two things that I'll be highlighting on the email, or that you should be aware of. The Red Cross IOC drafting team has a new short list of possible outcomes that we're looking at, and I'll be forwarding it to the ALAC and at large list, and I'd appreciate any input on it. Excuse me. And the drafting team for creating the charter for the Thick Who Is PDP has its kickoff meeting on Thursday. A number of ALAC people or large people are participating, and it looks like it's going to be an interesting group. It has more high power and more membership than any other group I've seen in recent months, so it should be interesting. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. Just in your point of view, do you think there are enough ALAC people on that working group, or is it a case of not really needing numbers, but needing proper interest?
Well, I'm on it, Evan is on it, and I think somebody else, although I can't remember at this point. One could add another person. I think there are a number of people on the group who have the same concerns. That is, we want this to be a very narrow PDP. So if someone else has a particular interest and is willing to actively participate, sure, another person could be fine. The meeting is Thursday, so they should join before the first meeting if they're going to be viewed as part of the group. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alan. And Carlton, you have your hand up.
Well, this is just to say, this is Carlton for record. I am on that group as well.
Good. Another good voice.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions to Alan on his report, or can we move? We'll move on. So the next report is a quick one-minute report from our CCNSO liaison. Cheryl, you have the floor.
Thank you, Cheryl Langdonell, for the transcript record. Usual update is on my CCNSO liaison space, which is just as well, because for heaven's sake, the bidding in my earphone means I basically would suggest I don't talk now until it stops. And then the time will be up, so I may as well not talk at all. Right, thank you. Due to my own incompetence by not sending a request for dial-out to the CCNSO staff, I actually slept through the CCNSO call earlier today, which was about an hour or two ago. Which is the grip, which I've already apologised for, but they don't do automatic listing of me on or anyone on dial-out lists. However, the call was not quorate, and there's a number of business matters which are now being managed by list. Ron, if he had any knowledge of anything, because he was competent enough to attend, would perhaps put any key points into the chat for me. And other than my apologies for pure incompetence, nothing more I can say on it this month, other than watch my space.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. Next, I wanted just to ask, because there's also possibly a small report from the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, I wondered if I could put Tijani on the spot, if Tijani, you're able to speak. A quick update about what's been happening recently on this front. And to join, you probably are muted, if you're able to join us.
Yeah. Sorry, Gisela here, Olivier. Tijani's sent his apology today, is not able to make the call.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's right, I'm sorry, I just noticed that. Okay, never mind. I'll move on then. The last thing was the RALO and Liaison monthly reports. I thank the Liaisons for their work. I have noticed that many of the RALOs have not submitted their reports for several months for some of them. I do hope that they do very soon. This is the only way for our new ALSers and also existing ALSers that don't keep track of the work so closely to find out what is actually taking place in their region. So all of those chairs and secretariats of regions, please send in those reports. They are very important, and they do show what is going on. And I can see that one RALO apparently has not sent a report since in 2012. So, okay, let's move on then quickly to the next part. First, thanking all of the reports that were filed in. We're now going to move over to the new business and items for a decision. And we have the policy advice development workspace, which I all invite you to consult. There have been several recently approved bailout statements, and I'm not going to read through them because they're all listed here on your agenda. And I do thank all of the people that have drafted those, all of the people who have commented, and who have shared these with their at-large structures and their local community and brought in the interest. There are currently three statements being voted on or being reviewed by the ALAC. One is the statement, the request for community input on SAC 054. This one is...
Have we lost Olivier? Olivier, if you're speaking, we can't hear you. Okay, Olivier dropped, so... They're dialing him back, I believe. Apologies for that. Okay, Carlton, perhaps you or Evan, either one? Would you like to just take over? Carlton, I think you're muted. So star 7 to unmute.
This is Carlton. The chair will be back in 10 seconds. I think by the time we get anywhere, he'll be back on. But he was just beginning the new business, and he has already mentioned some statements that are up for review. The first one was the SAC 54 matter that was placed in the record by Heidi on the link. The chair is back on. I now turn it back to the chair.
Thank you very much, Carlton. And apologies for this. I happen to be in a country with bad internet and telecommunication systems. So I believe you've gone through the SAC 054. The vote is about to start. I have to thank Julie Hammer for having done all the hard work in collecting all of the input from our community on this, and also thank the SAC for having provided us with a full webinar about the work. The next statement is the ALAC reply to comments on the draft statement on the ICANN role and remit in security, stability and resiliency of the Internet's unique identifier system. The vote is also on at the moment. Any of you having not voted, could you please do so? The vote closes tomorrow, the 29th of August. Then finally, the ALAC draft statement on the URS, and I shall leave this. I shall let Alan, if you wish to say a few words on this.
Sorry, I was away from my desk for a second. Which item are you talking about?
The at-large statement on the URS.
I
didn't think we had an at-large statement at this point. The GTLD working group is looking at one, which may it may forward to the ALAC soon. Is there one that I forgot about? Sorry.
Ellen, this is Heidi. Right. This is the one that this is the one that you drafted yesterday during the new GTLD working group call.
Yes, and I'll give you the gist, but I don't think it's any action on our part right now. The gist is that I have some concerns, and so do a number of other people, that ICANN has said the URS is currently not implementable because none of the providers can do it at the price, and they had budgeted a significant amount of money in this year's annual budget to start a process to reinvent the URS, and we have heard nothing since. And since the URS is billed as one of the prime protection mechanisms for trademark holders in the new GTLD space, having this void puts ICANN's credibility in question in my mind. And so the GTLD group will be looking at a statement over the next week or so and may well pass it on to the ALAC for ALAC to submit as a statement. But it's still in the GTLD group at this point.
Okay, thank you. And of course, if it does become an ALAC statement, will have to be called ALAC statement rather than at large statement.
Yes, certainly.
So we'll resort to you or to the chair of the new GTLD working group to inform us on whether this will make it as a statement. Next, we'll look at the current open policy forum. And if I can first, Sergio, you had put your hand up a bit earlier. I wonder whether it was a comment on the first part of the statement. Or was that an old hand?
Can you hear me?
Yes. You can.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Sergio Salinas Porta for the record. I wanted to talk about the ESSAC and... the issue of the domain names with no dots. I don't know if this is the right time to discuss this. Is that okay?
Thank you. I think we have not reached it. That's the one just after the... it's in the current Open Policy Forum. So we'll come to it in a moment, and I'll record that you wish to speak to that.
Thank you very much.
So first, this is Olivier for the transcript. So first, the current Open Policy Forums is the DSSA Working Group Phase 1 report. Comments period closes on the 13th of September. There were a number of people from the ALAC on that working group. And the report itself is being... currently collecting input from all members of the community. I urge everyone to read through it. I'm not quite sure whether the ALAC wishes to respond to it specifically. There was a DSSA operations call that took place yesterday where the chairs of the working group, the four chairs of the working group, had a chance to discuss the matter with Bill Graham, who is the chair of the board risk committee, and also, I believe it's the board risk committee, I don't have the exact nomenclature, but also with Chris Disdain, who was one of the proponents. And so for the time being, the decision is that the working group itself, after having provided that phase one report, will take a step back and wait for the board's risk management committee and the process that is being put in place by the board risk management committee to start moving forward for a consultant to be appointed and then for the consultant to work with the community and therefore work with the working group on any follow-up that might be required. All this to say that for the time being, I don't believe that there should be a comment being made by the ALAC except one of support. I see that Cheryl says no comment is okay for her as well. She was also one of the main people on that working group. So we can move to the next one, which is the ESPAC report on the .NET domain, and the comment period closes on the 23rd of September. And so, Sergio, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. As you know, we have just seen the report from the ESAC on the .NET domain names. These names are not used currently, but we can start seeing them in the new GTLDs, and especially those that will be assigned for trademarks. This has led us to a discussion, or at least it's a manifestation by many of our colleagues in the region who are stating their support to the documents issued by the ESSAC. And what I wanted to express is that the intention by the Latin American and the Caribbean region to issue a report, or at least a document supporting the original document by ESSAC, and to boost the approval of this by ALAC. This is what I wanted to say, and to have this for the record. That's all. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Sergio. Much appreciated. Is there any comment or other notes? I think that's certainly a very important subject. That of the .NET domains, bearing in mind that some organizations have intranets that use .NET domain names, or, and that it's already been shown that some actually have home as one of them, and knowing that the new GTLD process has applications for .home, I believe. I think that a supportive concern is something that we could do, and what I would like to ask is whether somebody could hold the pen from La Corella to produce a statement quickly. Can you have that put on the wiki and considered as being an ALAC statement so as to give it a lot of weight? We have to have this done within the next 3 or 4 days. Is this something, Sergio, that could be done?
I'm sorry, this is Sergio Salinas Porto requesting the floor.
Yes, I was going to ask you, Sergio, is this something that could be done?
Yes, I would like in particular to issue a document to show our support to this document by ESAC. If I'm allowed to do so, I can start working on this.
Thank you, Sergio. Does anyone think that there shouldn't be a statement on this? Alan, you put your hand up.
Just on a matter of semantics, and it may have been translation, no one needs permission to do that kind of thing. The ALAC may choose to submit it as an ALAC statement, modify it, or not submit it, but an ALAC member doesn't need permission to work on something and submit something for ALAC consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. That's a good reminder. Indeed, this is all bottom-up, so if you feel, Sergio, that a statement is required, and if your region feels so, then please go ahead, hold the pen, and work with staff for a wiki page to be set up right away and for the statement to be put on there. I will ask you to respect the times that are required for everyone else to be able to comment on this. So please have the statement out as soon as possible. Okay, so I hand the floor over to Alan for the additional comments that you wanted to speak about.
Thank you. I did send out an email late last night, and I hope people have had a chance to look at it. Let me just pull it up. The issue is at the last XCOM meeting, the issue was discussed of the board resolution during its June meeting,
asking for community advice and particularly for ACNSO advice on how it should implement the WHOIS report recommendations. There are some people saying that they require more study and things shouldn't be done quickly. Some statements saying GNSO must get involved in all of the recommendations, a statement I find hard to justify, but nevertheless. And I suggested that the ALAC submit a very sharp and pointed statement, advice to the board. This is not a public comment, even though the board did ask for input from the public in addition to ACs and SOs. And I drafted a statement which you can find. I don't know if someone can put it up in the chat. Essentially, it says we wish to reiterate what we said in our comment period statement, that we support the entire set of recommendations, and we are calling on the board to very quickly implement the ones that they can implement without having GNSO policy developed. And I highlighted five of the recommendations six of the recommendations that I think are both crucial and will send a message, particularly formally make WHOIS a strategy, consolidate the policies into a single document, outreach to communicate what those policies are, address the compliance issue of transparency, who they report to, and adequate resources, improve the internet service, and actually develop a plan for WHOIS. All of these are purely board decisions. They do not need to wait for anyone other than staff work to flesh them out, perhaps. And it is crucial for ICANN's credibility for them to take action. And the statement also notes that on the detailed and comprehensive plan that the review team asked for, the deadline the review team set has already passed. The 3 months that they said is a reasonable time to develop the plan, the board has not done anything other than ask for input from the community, at least nothing publicly anyway. So I am suggesting the board ask for input by the 31st of May. I apologize for taking so long to draft this statement, but I don't think it's controversial from our perspective, and I would suggest that we may want to approve it at this meeting so that it can be submitted in the timeline. And this is one of the few things that I deem to be really be advice from the ALAC to the board. If it could be put up in the window, it might be interesting or useful for people who don't have access to the email. It was an email sent out you should have received early this morning. Thank you. Hello?
I think you've got very
much, Robin. Has anyone heard me? Sorry, am I talking to dead space?
No, you've got
I have heard you.
The chat,
okay. Right? Okay, I see now. Thank you.
Does anyone actually hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, I've just been speaking and no response. I noticed much support on the chat, but I also noticed green ticks from Jean-Jacques Supermain and others as well. So in order to be able to move forward with this, we will have to conduct a vote. Either that or what we can do is to ask, I'm not quite sure, I think a vote would probably be in order on this.
A vote would be necessary in person or electronically.
As a statement, it would need to be. So if I can ask everyone who is on the chat to please click onto the statement itself, and someone will have to read it to the record. Perhaps Alan?
I can read it to the record. I just actually have read most of it, but I will I will read the whole thing right now. It would really be nice if we could have gotten it up there. In any case.
Yeah, Alan, we're working on that.
Okay, I will start reading, and it may show up. In its statement of June 19, 2012, and I give the URL, the ALAC supported the recommendations of the WHOIS policy review team and urged the board to take effective action on these recommendations. On June 23, 2012, the ICANN board passed its resolution 2012.06.23.26, which read, "Resolved, the board encourages public input on the final report and recommendations and requests the ASO, CCNSO, GNSO, ALAC, GAC,
and ESSAC provide input to the board by August 31st, 2012. The ALAC wishes to reiterate that it believes that the entire set of recommendations should be implemented with expediency. The ALAC understands that several of these recommendations may require GNSO policy development, but the vast majority do not. The ALAC wishes to highlight several of the recommendations that the board clearly can move on unilaterally, and addressing these will both serve to improve the overall WHOIS situation and send a message to the community that the ICANN board considers this to be an important issue. Recommendation 1, make WHOIS a strategic priority. Recommendation 2, consolidate current policies into a single, clear, and comprehensible policy statement. Recommendation 3, outreach. Recommendation 4, address compliance, transparency, and reporting.
Ellen, this is Tyson. Could you slow down, please, for the interpreter?
I'm sorry. Do you want me to start the recommendations over?
No, I think it's fine.
Okay. Recommendation 3 was outreach. Recommendation 4, address compliance, compliance transparency, reporting, and resources. Recommendation 11, improve internet service. Recommendation 16, detailed and comprehensive plan. The ALAC notes that the review team's deadline for implementing Recommendation 15 has already passed. The board needs to move quickly and decisively on this report. Now, it does not address the various functional capabilities of WHOIS, access in IDN, WHOIS accuracy, and things like that which may require more implementation, and some may require either GNSO policy group work, or in the case of IDN, further work from the IDN working groups. It identifies the things that are strategic from a management point of view. And as Evan points out in the chat, we could focus more on compliance and reporting, but I think as a package, this says we expect the board to act on all 6 of these because there's no reason not to, unless it disagrees with them. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. And the floor is now open for comments or questions. And first is Jean-Jacques Souvenant.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques Souvenant. Alan, thank you for this update, and I had seen it by email. So the general remark at the end of your recommendations, the ALAC notes, etc., would it be possible to strengthen this by suggesting a date or a timeline for the board to achieve that? Because what I noticed is that on many important subjects, there are motions from various parts of the community calling upon the board to achieve this or that objective. And very often, there is no suggested timeline. What would be a realistic approach on the part of ALAC, for instance, to say by Toronto or by Beijing or something like that? Thank you.
If you're asking for an opinion, I would actually prefer not to make a statement because I think the onus is on them to act decisively and quickly as requested. If one wanted to put a date, I would say no later than the end of the Toronto meeting. But I'm not really convinced that adds a lot to it, but if that's perhaps a realistic target.
Thank you, Alan. Next is Carlton Samuels.
Thank you, Olivia. This is Carlton Samuels for the record. I made a comment on the list, specifically with respect to recommendation 4 from the review. I am proposing that the ALAC make a specific recommendation that there is an organizational change in ICANN compliance, the organization, to remove them from under the supervision of ICANN legal. Evan has also added his support for this in the chat. Thank you.
My answer, and obviously we could do that, is that that is exactly what the second the second part of recommendation four is saying. The review team made it exceedingly clear that it must not report to legal; it must report directly to a senior executive and responsible to a board committee, not responsible to the CEO. And you know, there's no way they can come anywhere near implementing that request without taking that action. So I don't think it's necessary to gild the recommendation by doing that. But obviously, we could add some words to it. But that is exactly what recommendation 4B is talking about. And there's no possible way anyone could misunderstand that. So I'm not sure we need to highlight it. Clearly, it is one of the most important ones. And, you know, if anything, we could call out recommendation for it in the last paragraph. But to be honest, I think we're being very clear as it is. Yeah, and Cheryl is saying in the comment, if we want to repeat it, we can certainly do it. I could craft a sentence quickly on the fly. We can come back to it in 5 minutes if you wish.
Thank you, Alan. Carlton, did you wish to respond, or shall we just let Alan craft one more sentence?
Thank you, Chair. This is Carlton for the record. I totally agree with Alan that the recommendation 4 says it in full. I've looked at it many times. I just wanted to ensure... I think it would be a singular message that this specific portion of the recommendation is important to us by highlighting it.
Let me draft a sentence, and if we can come back to it in 5 minutes.
I would appreciate that, Alan. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan. I know that Evan wanted his comment to be read to the record. Is that pretty much along Carlton's line?
I think so, as I understood it.
Yes, thank you. Coming back to Alan's remark, this is Jean-Jacques Subonard. Coming back to Alan's remark, I'd like to say that from the perspective of having worked on the board, I would say that suggesting a timeline would be quite useful, actually. It accentuates, it strengthens the message from the ALAC. Thank you.
Alan speaking, noted, and it will be in my revision. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you, Alan. If I can ask you to redraft this or append this at the end, and we'll move on to the next item on our agenda, and then we'll come back to you. So the next item on the agenda is the Consumer Metrics Final Report. With the next steps. Now, the final report has been drafted and taken into account the comments which were taken during the public comment period. The report is now being sent to the GNSO Council for it to read and act on it. And one discussion that took place on the working group was a message of support from the ALAC to the GNSO Council would certainly bring more confidence into those recommendations to be acted upon and then passed on over to the board. So I invite you all to the At-Large Consumer Metrics Final Advice Workspace. A very, very short statement that was hastily drafted last night, and it might need some clarification or certainly some expansion. I would suggest just reading it to the record and then opening the floor for questions and comments. So the short statement is, the ALAC, after having reviewed the report prepared by the Consumer Trust Working Group, hereby endorses its content and thanks the members of the working group for their work. Trust in the Internet's naming system of paramount importance to Internet users. We believe that the set of metrics proposed by the working group will help track the new GTID program according to the requirements of the affirmation of committee and recommend that these are forwarded to the ICANN board for implementation. By the amendments required, Heidi kindly cut and pasted this short statement over to the chat the floor is open for discussion. I see an opinion from Cheryl and from Renalia. Carlton, okay. So, in the view that the next GMSO Council, I was going to ask Alan if he can multitask while rewriting or adding to the previous section, when was the next GMSO Council meeting due, or whether he knew whether the matter was going to be dealt with soon?
The next GMSO Council meeting is sometime around the middle of September. I don't remember the exact date. I could check if it matters. It was supposed to be the 9th, but it was pushed back a week or so that it falls a little bit closer and evenly splits the time between the last GNSO meeting and the Toronto meeting. I believe it's something like the 13th of September, but I don't remember the exact date. I could check in a moment if it matters.
Okay, thank you, Alan. I see Cheryl Canada. Cheryl?
Thank you, Olivia. Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record and the interpreters. I would absolutely love Alan to be able to be in the record at the GNSO meeting pass on to the GNSO Council. And it's a pity my tone won't be interpreted by Veronica and Andrew, but rubbing their face in it, I think, is how the tone should be interpreted, with our prompt endorsement from the ALAC and on behalf of the at-large community, because the work that Olivier and a few other people have done on this has been constant, but has also constantly butted up against some rather bizarre internal politics, and it would be a very nice thing for Alan to be able to just say, oh yes, and by the way, thank you, she says maliciously.
Okay. Thank you very
could,
much.
Could I, it's Alan speaking, could I ask Cheryl or someone to draft something that I may reinterpret, but nevertheless, to have words that actually came from the ALAC would be useful. As some of you know, sometimes the statements I make in council, which I claim are ALAC statements, are called into question as to whether they're really ALAC statements or not. So although I don't think there needs to be a vote on this, it would be nice if it was made in public on the ALAC list that I could point to, something like that.
I'd like there to be a vote on
okay.
it, so.
Well, then we have plenty of time if you want to vote.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I do take it that we do have plenty of time. So rather than taking a vote on this call now, since this will take another 10 minutes, let us have a big pulse vote on this, an online vote that will start after this meeting and that will last for 5 days. Alan, your hand is still up.
Sorry, that was to make the comment I just made. It's down now.
Okay, thank you. Well, certainly I see a lot of support for this, so let's move with that. So now, can we go back to agenda item number 7, the ALAC advice to the WHOIS review team report. Alan, have you got that ready?
It would have been ready if I hadn't been called on to speak. It will be ready in a moment.
Okay, so... So then we'll continue on our agenda, and I'll hand the floor over to Avery for the at-large new GCLD working group request for an extension of its charter. I understand that Avery Doria has just joined us, so Avery, you have the floor.
Hello, this is Avery.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, Avery.
Oh, you can hear me. Good. Okay, sorry. I had just gotten into the room but hadn't gotten my microphone hooked up yet. So Okay, yes. The group basically discussed, and is that letter up here? No, can that letter or...
Yeah, Aubrey, I've just put it into the chat, the link, and Matt, are you able to put that up?
Well, perhaps perhaps the link is sufficient. But in any case, the basis of the request while I'm trying, and I just came out of another meeting, so I'm trying to get all my context straight. The point of this request is the incredible disappointment about the outreach in terms of support applicants, but certainly also in terms of just reaching applicants in general in developing regions. So the request is that we take a look at that, since our initial SARP issue is essentially done. We basically take a look at this problem, look at the various suggestions that have been made. Okay, there. So suggestions have already been made about what might have been the cause. There's a lot of discussion about the cause, and no one's really quite certain. So to look in it, to gather the cause, to do a certain amount of analysis on why indeed the levels are as they are. The other part is to look at then once there's a certain determination of what kind of issues, then to basically offer recommendations for remediation that would be presented to the ALAC to consider and the community to consider, et cetera, and whether that was fixes for the next round, considerations for the next round, recommendations for a special round. You know, many ideas have sort of come up. Those would be explored, and those would be reported on. This is an activity that will sort of start slowly. It will probably gain more speed once the large part of the membership that's in the review groups are freed up more, when that activity has ended. And then basically look at a year cycle to come out with these recommendations, with the analysis and recommendations of first draft. So that's the request, to basically extend the work items on our current charter, essentially to replace item 2, which was the creation of SARP, et cetera, to look at its after effects. Any questions? Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. And now the floor is open for questions and comments.
Olivier, Cheryl here.
Cheryl, go ahead.
A question for Avery, but I was just concerned that with the amount of chat and Alan's substantive rewrite of the last paragraph in the chat, my support for this and my trust that ALAC will also support it might have been lost in the flow. So I just wanted to have that pointed out to the record. Thank you.
Okay. I see one comment from Renalia.
Go ahead, Avery.
There's a comment, yes, in the chat. Renalia, do you wish to speak up, why 1 year and not sooner, Avery?
Okay, yeah. Thought about that. I've received a certain amount of comments. First, I think it'll take a certain amount of time to get it moving, to get it going. We're moving out of the initial preoccupation with comments and objections, and so it's going to take a while before it sort of gets going. It'll take a appreciable amount of time, several months of discussions, to really start getting together and doing the work to understand the reasons and to look at the multiple reasons and then coming up with solutions. You look at meeting schedules, you look at, you know, is this a weekly meeting? Is this a biweekly? Is this a monthly? I don't think it's a monthly. I think it's a weekly activity. But just in terms of making safe estimations of when one will get it done, I don't see it being possible sooner than a year. But certainly if we find a way to move it in, we would, you know, but I really do a year as a realistic measure.
Okay, thank you, Avery. And I see hands up from Alan Greenberg. You have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. Just a comment similar to Avery's, but more specific. If you look at the message I sent out, the recent announcement ICANN made on actions related to the GTLD application process that is asking for clarification, correcting errors and stuff, there's still so much going on that is on a tight timeline that it's not realistic to expect resources to be diverted to address something like this, which ultimately the results are not going to be needed for quite a while. I don't think we want to wait. I agree, although I didn't initially. I agree that we should do it sooner rather than later. But there's just too much going on right now to divert resources, and that's both staff resources and volunteer resources. So I think we need to set a realistic timeline. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. Avery, you wish to comment on this?
I support. I do think it's necessary to get started, partially because I think it'll take a while to get it actually started and going. And, yeah, so thanks. And thanks for the support I'm reading.
Okay, thank you very much, Avery. And so having seen that there is certainly a lot of support from participants on this call, and on the chat, but also several green ticks, I wanted to make a consensus call here and find out if anybody actually objected to the charter extension as such, noting that we do have quorum at the moment from ALAC members. Bella, you have a green tick. Is this an objection?
Green ticks are support. Alan speaking.
Green ticks are support. That's what I find it strange. Okay. All green ticks have disappeared. Right. So that I believe then that we have consensus here for the working group to continue on the suspended charter.
Thank you very much.
So you're welcome, Avery, and good work so far with your working group. I think it's a great success. It's done an enormous amount of work. For any people who are on the call and who have not joined the working group, I'm sure that they will be welcome as well to take part. But certainly very well done. So applause all around. And,
thanks, I'll take back your thanks.
Yeah, and yes, Avery, we can note a unanimous agreement on the charter extension.
Fantastic,
so,
thank you.
Right, well, we can go back now, if Alan has managed to draft it, and I believe he has, to agenda item number 7, the ALAC advice on the WHOIS review team report. So, Alan, you have the floor.
Well, I've just added what was requested. I've changed the sentence, which says the board needs to act to move quickly and decisively on this report, to the board needs to move quickly and decisively on this report, and in particular on recommendation 4 regarding compliance reporting structure. Moreover, the ALAC calls for such board action no later than the end of the Toronto ICANN meeting.
Thank you, Alan.
Heidi has posted this to a wiki site, and I'm just in the process of cleaning it up, and it should be ready in a couple minutes.
Okay. Well, we will have to have it on the screen before we take a vote on this.
We do have it on the screen.
It was in the chat.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, that was
in the chat, yes.
Yeah, Olivia, this is Heidi. We're just switching it. Matt is going to switch that link and put that one up on the screen. But again, since Alan is still cleaning it up, we'll have to refresh that in just a moment.
Okay, thank you, Heidi. And since Alan has added the text in the chat, does anyone have questions or comments on this? I see Yaobi has put his hand up. Yaobi, you have the floor.
And you might be muted, Geraldine.
Can you hear me? I was on mute.
We can now, yes? Go ahead, Geraldine.
Can you hear me?
Thank you. I have just one question.
The question is to know why we are acting no later than the end of the Toronto meeting. I just want to understand this deadline.
I'm not sure if the question was for me, but I didn't understand it. The Yovi's voice was too muffled.
The question, Alan, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you.
The question is, why the deadline for Toronto meeting?
Jean-Jacques suggested a deadline, and I suggested that might be a reasonable one.
Yes. Can I just add to it?
Nothing more than that.
Can I just add to it the timeline? In the review teams made some specific timeline recommendations. Some of them have already passed. So this is a good middling point to suggest to the board to get moving and get it done.
And it gives them the opportunity to get input during the ICANN meeting.
That's correct. What I'm saying is I support the timeline that is proffered because it is a logical midpoint for it. Some have already passed and some yet to come, but it gives them, as Alan added, it gives the board time to have input at the Toronto meeting.
Sebastian has his hand up with Cheryl.
And I couldn't unmute myself. Thank you, Cheryl. Yes, Sebastian, you have your hand up. Sebastian Bachelet, you have the floor.
It probably is muted.
You might be muted.
Sebastian, star 7 to unmute, please.
Sebastian, you're still muted. I can't hear you.
He might be trying, but he can't get it off. Well, here he goes.
Oh, and he just come off. So
he dropped.
He dropped. Okay. So that's another good start. Okay, if Alan, if you do need a few more minutes, then I can continue going down to agenda item number 10. I will give you a few more minutes.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's move on. Agenda item number 10, the at-large registrant rights and responsibilities working group, and a vote to endorse the new chair of the working group. The previous chair has left, has resigned, and so the nomination process that went in the working group for a new chair yielded a proposal for Hardy Reich to take the previous chair's position, and with the vice chair remaining as Sintra Suknanan. So the ALAC is now asked to ratify the change and for the working group to continue its fantastic work. You can see a link at the moment on the chat linking to the Registrant Rights and Responsibilities Working Group and its current membership. The floor is open for questions or comments. So I see no one putting their hand up. I see a green tick from Jean-Jacques and a note from Cheryl that Holly would be an excellent chair for this working group. I think we can start immediately then with a vote whilst we still have quorum. And so the vote for all those people in favor, only ALAC members please to vote. All those in favor, would you please put a green tick next to your name? And if you are not on the Adobe Connect, would you please say it to the record or to let staff know?
Olivier.
I'll ask staff to deal with the calculations. Yes?
Okay. Sorry, you've read my mind, Olivier. Okay. society. And we'll go ahead, Matt. We'll all read the people who are voting yes, ALAC members. Okay, Olivier, Natalia, Carlton, Jean-Jacques, Renalia, Zala, Sandra, Sergio, Yelvi. Matt, can you see if we have, look through the numbers, Matt?
Hi, this is Matt. I'm representing Olivier, Natalia, Carlton, Jean-Jacques, Renalia, Zala, Sandra, Lucia, and Yelvi.
Okay, so I count 9.
Well, that has been, might be 10 now.
I think Evan, I don't think I said Evan before, so I think we have 10. Okay, so we have 10?
That's correct, yes, we have 10.
Okay, so Matt, please add Evan. And we
I'm not sure whether, Heidi, I'm not sure whether we needed a proposer and a seconder. I certainly am happy to propose.
Okay. So was anyone willing to do a second?
I will.
Okay, so Carlton is noted as the second person to second that motion. And Renalia, Matt?
As well, yes.
So, again, for the record, we had a proposal for Holly Race to become the new chair of their Registrant Rights and Responsibilities Working Group. The motion was made by Olivier, seconded by Carlton and Renalia, and we had 10 in favor. Olivier, do you wish to ask anyone? Go ahead.
I'm going to ask that, yes,
okay.
To read my mind, I guess. It's probably easy to read my mind in such a case, because this is the thing that gets done. So anyone who wishes to vote against, could you please put a red cross next to your name? I don't see anyone putting their red cross for the record. And anybody who wishes to abstain, could you also now... Could you then now put a red cross next to your name? And I see no abstentions either. So, well done. Congratulations to Holly. And congratulations to the working group for suggesting such a wonderful new chair. So applause all around. And since I believe Holly is not on this call, could I please ask staff to notify Holly to approve the appointment?
Olivier,
thank you.
Cheryl,
so,
can you very briefly?
Yes, Cheryl, please go ahead.
Thank you. Cheryl, for the transcript record, I just wanted to note for the record, now that the ALAC has made its very wise choice, of endorsing Holly for this, that ALAC has an additional benefit, of course, after Toronto, in that it will have an ALAC member, which can act also in a clear communication pathway in charge of this very important work group, and I think a work group that will have increased importance as we move into a new GTLD after this round world. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Carlton, did I hear you?
I just wanted to endorse what Cheryl says.
Okay, thank you. Right, so we've done with that item, and we can now move back to agenda item number 7 for the third time. Alan, are you ready?
I am ready. The wiki was updated. The URL was in the chat. I'm not sure what else I can do here.
Matt, can you please post that? Ready?
I'm awaiting one of two things, either for the URL.
Might I suggest that Matt just read the last paragraph into the record?
I can read it if that's what you want.
Please do, Alan.
The ALAC notes that the review team's deadline for implementing Recommendation 15 has already passed. The board needs to move quickly and decisively on this report
and in particular on recommendation 4 regarding the compliance reporting structure. Moreover, the ALAC calls for such board action no later than the end of the Toronto ICANN meeting. And there should only be one period at the end of that sentence for those
that's
who are
fine.
Reading it carefully.
Yeah, that's fine. I see that. But Nina.
Okay. Any questions or comments before I call for a vote on this? Sebastian, you have put your hand up. You have the floor. And you probably are still muted.
Olivia, Cheryl here. You're about to lose quorum if you don't take the vote. Sebastian's not going to influence the vote. Can you just do the vote and when he sorts out the...
Thank you, Cheryl. I think we do need to move ahead with that. So could I ask for a proposal?
Can I propose that the ALAC move directly to vote on the statement on the who is a AOC review board request? No.
Thank you, Carlton. And could I have a seconder, please? Rinalia, Evan. And so all those in favor, before we lose quorum, could you please put a green tick next to your name to agree? All ALAC members, to vote, please. And I note that Evan, and I'm not sure if he's still there, he's still on the chat, has said that he I'd like to register my affirmative vote on the charter extension as well as the who is letter. So
yes.
It's Evan. Yeah, I can see Evan has also got the tick next to his name. Could I ask staff to please make the count?
So Matt, this is Heidi. We have Olivier, Carlton, Evan, Jean-Jacques, Natalia, Renalia, Sandra, Sala, and Sergio. Anybody else?
Yuvi. You missed Yuvi.
Oh, Yuvi, sorry. I didn't scroll down far enough.
Yuvi.
And Yuvi. So I count 10. People, you're not unmuted?
Okay. 10 out of 10 present, okay. So that's unanimous, I believe. So as far as abstentions are concerned, if any abstentions... You put a red tick next to their name, of course, if there are only 10 members, then we really have unanimous. And anybody against? Well, you never know, somebody changing their mind. Anyone against? Put a big red cross next to their name. And I don't see any red crosses. So this is carried over. Thank you very much. And so, Alan, I believe you will have to move forward on this.
I don't think I have anything else to do. It's now a statement. Presumably staff will take over and with expediency send it to the board.
Yes, this is Heidi. Alan, I do note the italics, that some text should be italicized, so we'll take care of that and prepare the statement.
Okay, thank you very much. Right, we now move on to the item.
Olivier, it's Alan. My thanks to the ALAC for acting on this so quickly when I did this so late in the ALAC meeting overall timeline. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alan. So now we have the items for discussion, and as you can see, there's quite a few. The first one is the update from the selected at-large working groups, and we have three working group chairs to speak to us very briefly, please. On what's been happening in their working group. The first person is Cheryl Langdonol speaking to us about the ALAC Rules of Procedure working group and also the progress on the ALAC Metrics Committee. Cheryl, you have a
thank you, thank you, Olivia. Cheryl Langdonol for the transcript record. I'm going to be very brief because I'm going to simply draw your attention to the online monthly reporting. Mention to you for the transcript record that the regular periodic joint meeting of the full Rules of Procedure Review Workgroup. That is all four of its different drafting teams. And the Metrics Subcommittee was held earlier in, well, in my day, which is, well, no, my yesterday now, and that we have various timelines that are progressing towards our next meeting on the 17th of September, which is the meeting of the whole again on the 17th of September, and that our drop deadline is, of course, to have things prepared for the ONAC's consideration during its Toronto meeting. That's it from me.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. And I do note the extensive amount of work that has been done by all of the pen holders and their working groups or sub-working teams. It really is great to see the community take so much interest and so much time to redraft those and get a new set of rules and procedures put together. Hard work, very interesting working practices, and it's interesting to see how consensus can be achieved on those teleconference calls, but also, of course, also using the wiki. Any comments or questions? Okay, well, thank you. Next is the new GTLV review group with Deb and Anne Tillichsing.
We can hear it.
This is Devan Tillichsing. Okay, thank you. This is Devan. Thank you. This is Devan Tillichsing for the transcript record. The GTLV review group, is still receiving comments for consideration by ALAC for submission to the evaluation panels or for an objection grounds to the ICANN's public comment forum, because the application comment period was extended to September 26th. So we are still able to receive comments up till September 10th. So far, we only received one comment on a community objection grounds by Internet New Zealand regarding the GTLD string book by the application by Amazon EU. The comments by that organization and the comments received by At Large raised concerns regarding the availability of second-level domains under generic top-level domains, and whether domains under such generic top-level domains should be available or open to the wider public or closed to the applicants. Because those concepts were outside the scope of the application, the review group decided not to submit a comment on this application, but to refer the issues to the new GTLD working group where it's now being considered. Just to also note that we, in terms of the timeline for the deadline for filing of objections to the dispute resolution service provider is January 12th, 2013. This means that, two things. One, by the October meeting, that we really should have some comments in order for the review group to decide to start actually working on objection statements. So I would urge all, the ALAC and RELOS to submit comments now on the applications so that by Toronto we'll have enough comments to begin deciding whether to draft objection statements. I think that's it.
This is Carlton for the record. The chair has dropped and they're trying to reach him. You've just heard from Dev, who's chair of the new review group, their statement. Are there any comments from members or questions for Dev? Floor is open. The chair is back. I hand over to the chair.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carlton, for this very fast. Appreciate it. And Yaovi Akaroon has his hand up. So Yaovi, you have the floor.
Hard to hear you, Olivier. Cheryl.
Thank you. I have a question to Dev. So far, we have one comment. So I'm wondering if there's something you think we should be doing from our various channels. So if so, if there's a message you can send to us to do something, I would appreciate, because we have so far one comment. Doesn't mean that everything's good so far. So it's just that comment I want to make. And then if you think that there's a message we can send to our members in the various structures, so you just send us a message and we can take action. Thank you. This is Yavi.
This is Dave. Thank you, Yavi. Well, I think the message to the realers is that, you know, this is your opportunity to comment on the new GTLD applications, you know, given that this is the first time AtLarge has been given an operational role in regarding the new GTLD applications. And this has been going back since the AtLarge Summit in 2009 that the AtLarge was calling for an operational role, and now we've been given this role. So I would urge that the realers to actively, and I believe there's a secretariat's meeting tomorrow, a realer and secretariat's meeting tomorrow. So I'll make the recommendation that it be taken up by the realers to really, if they have any comments regarding any applications, and I'm seeing comments on the public comment forum. So, you know, to just submit them. So that, you know, we can all review them and consider them and so forth. That's it.
Thank you very much, Dan. I'm going to try and speak louder, yet even louder than before. I hope you can all hear me, but it's the line that...
Can't hear you, Olivier.
Thank you. I can't speak any louder.
then you need a better phone.
I think we need to, Cheryl here, we need to dial out to Olivier because that's really hard to hear him. And I also have my hand up.
I'm really shouting now. Okay, dial out again to me, please.
Okay. While we're dialing out to Olivier, Carlson, may I just follow on from what Deb was saying?
Yes, absolutely, Cheryl. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted, someone who was consulted quite extensively in the APRALO world by Internet NZ, of course, as one of our ALSs, even though, and I think most of us in APRALO would support how the work group has, the review group has handled the concerns of the at-large community within New Zealand, and I'd like to have it on the record that we thank Deb and his team for how that was corresponded and dealt with. That's been sort of sidelined because it was out of scope. I think that's sort of a proof of concept. And obviously, you know, had it then gone to a vote, the RALO, I would predict, would have not only supported it, but would have encouraged an appropriate number of other regions to do so as well. But it was out of scope, and we kind of realised it was on out of scope, as I suggested to them. But the fact that the process existed and that the concern of the community in New Zealand was so appropriately managed, I thought should be on the record. And obviously, you know, we trust that where it's been sent to, and with the discussion that I've seen on the public comments list and other lists, that something will be done about it. I just wanted to say, whilst it was out of scope, the one thing that did come through from an at-large structure, I think, was handled extremely well indeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Alan, you have the hand up, sir. You have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. When we were creating this process, I believe I made the point that I didn't really expect a lot of comments, but it was important that we put a rigorous process in place to handle any comments that were made. That being said, I'm rather disappointed that given the nearly 2,000 GTLD applications, there are no other comments from at large.
which people feel important enough to raise with the ALAC and with the possibility of the ALAC making a comment on their behalf or ultimately even an objection. And presumably ALAC's comments will be treated with perhaps just a bit more seriousness than the individual's comments on the ICANN public thing. So I'm rather concerned that the lack of comments, even more than I was expecting, indicates that our community is not really focusing on this, and that, you know, we fought hard for a place in this process, and I wonder how it's going to be looked at in the next round, given that we have so little comment. Now, I'm not saying the comments would have been so onerous that we would have actually taken formal action on them, but the lack of comments speaks volumes to me. So I'm just registering my concern. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Oliver is back, so I hand over to the chair.
Thank you very much, Carlton, and I hope that you can all hear me now.
Yes.
Yes, we're hearing you. Good.
Thank you. I have part of the discussion there. I just wanted to register one question with regards to those generics. Has this group already treated this?
I'm sorry, Olivia, it's Alan. I didn't understand your question.
The closed generics, have some people in ICANN and in the community are concerned about applicants wishing to run generic TLDs as closed or walled garden registries, with the registry being the holder of all names in the registry and the whole case of the registration to users being limited or in fact nil, thus equating a generic word to a brand. I'm not sure whether we have treated this.
Well, sorry, Cheryl here. No, actually, Cheryl's not sorry she's here. That's the whole point of how Dev and his team handled the matter raised by Internet NZ. It was out of scope for what our process, our objection process, was able to manage. And I thought the way they handled it, even though it was out of scope, pushing it to hopefully give a little bit more weight to the necessity to deal with the horror, that should give you a concept of where my personal view stand of closed generics is and what it would mean to, you know, internet-using public that aren't even on the internet yet in the future. I think walled gardening is just another land grab, and I think we should do what we can to make sure that it, if it does happen, it happens under extreme resistance.
Here, Charles, Alan?
Yeah, I guess Dev should answer the question, but in defense of the group, that there was a discussion, and the discussion, the substance was that it may be true that .book should not be registered a generic word with restricted usage, but the rules ICANN put in place after substantive discussion allowed it, and it's a bit late now for it to be refused, other than the board exercising its prerogative, which it reserved to itself, of not delegating a domain because it was not in the public interest. There are no other mechanisms at this point that really allow for it under the approved process. Perhaps that was stupid of ICANN and all of us to allow that to have happened, but that's where we are today.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan. I am in receipt of an email that I received a bit earlier this week from Michele Malin asking for support for a draft letter to be sent to the ICANN board, I believe, and asking whether we wanted to have signatories underneath it. I'm not sure whether I have forwarded it or not, but I'll take it as a follow-up action after this call is finished. We are running out of time. Again, it is 39 minutes past the hour, and we've already gone 9 minutes over time. Let's just move on to the next agenda item, 11B, the At-Large Academy Working Group whether Sandra Hoferichter could give us a quick one-minute update on what's been happening there. Sandra, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. It's Sandra speaking for the record. First, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. You. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Sandra.
Okay.
Yes, Sandra.
Go right
ahead.
Great. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. About the ICANN Academy, or what we recently called ICANN Academy and is now called a pilot leadership training program in Toronto. We are in a very critical moment where we have a decision during the next days if there will something happen or not. But let me go back to the Prague meeting. In Prague, we had a rather confusing working group meeting, not discussing what was on the agenda at all, nor the content on a curriculum with a broader community, but discussing budget questions and responsibility questions. After that, many people left for a summer break, and Phyllis and I restarted with a draft proposal for a curriculum for a 2 days program, which was submitted to the working group last week, yes. Since then, we have a pretty active dialogue or discussion going on that working group list, which is good, because this discussion actually should have started earlier in Prague already. And but now it turns out that there are many misperceptions about the what and whom and who is going to do what and who is what is going to be taught and so on and so forth. What I did now, I set up a doodle questioning if we shall go for 1 day, a 2 day program, or if we should even postpone the program for a later stage. I cannot give you a final answer on this yet. At the moment, more or less 50-50 for a one-day program and the postponing the program, which in my point of view would be really a pity, because the signal were pretty good, and actually now that the discussion is active going on the working group list, I believe there could be something done which deserves the name to be a pilot and then learn from it. But let's see. Are there any questions? If not yet, I will be happy to answer the questions on the mailing list or on the via email.
Thank you very much, Sandra. I think we have to move on, Sandra. So thank you for all your hard work on this, and please do keep us informed. And as you said, any questions, emails go over to you. Alan, you still have your hand up from previously, I gather. You have managed to...
I do not have my hand up on my screen. I can't tell you what's on your screen.
Then my screen is also acting up. Great stuff. Okay, right. So let's move on. We have with us Naela Saras from SAF, who unfortunately has to leave very soon. And the suggestion then is to jump to agenda item number 14, the universal acceptance of all TLVs, with a quick... the wiki page, which has got the universal acceptance of the TLVs draft. How about you have the floor?
Yeah. Okay. Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Naela here. Thank you, Olivia, and thank you, everyone. So I understand we're giving a quick, brief, overview of this project, and then there's a specific item that we're asking for input on. And so this is the universal acceptance of all TLVs, as Olivia just said. This is not a new effort at ICANN. It's been an ongoing effort within ICANN. A briefing of this, I believe, was given to the ALAC during the Prague meeting by my colleague Carla Valente. And basically what the project is about is to raise awareness about the diversity of domains that we expect to see we have in the root zone currently, and then we expect to see in the root zone. This is to ensure that software on the Internet accepts all domains, regardless of whether they're ASCII, they're written in ASCII characters, or they're IDNs, meaning they are written in a different script than the traditional way in which we're used to seeing DLDs, which is in ASCII scripts. And so, based on this input, we've been going into this for about 6 months now. We've gotten a lot of input from current TLD registries, specifically GTLDs that were introduced that were more than the traditional three characters. Also, IDN CCTLDs that have now been in the root zone for about 2 years. We've had IDN country code top level domains. So we've gotten input from them about the issues they've encountered. And we put together some presentations that were given at the last couple of meetings in Costa Rica and again in Prague. And then we also have an informational flyer that was put together. And that informational flyer, again, is based on this information, and that's what's out now for review. And we do want the ALAC to give us their input on this this informational flyer. It's basically a piece of information that says, you know, this is what we think the issues are, and we're inviting people to tell us how to actually go about addressing them. It's by no means, it does not have answers by any means. It gives ideas on what we can do to increase awareness about TLDs and increase acceptability of them. And by acceptability, it's important here to distinguish acceptability. We mean is that software actually recognizes, as those TLDs hit the root zone, that software actually recognizes them. It doesn't have to think with what TLD gets inserted into the root zone or what TLD doesn't. So we want input on this on these educational materials, and then we want to put together a session for the Toronto meeting, again, to discuss some of these issues and to bring in more input. And we hope to target potential new TLD registry operators in Toronto. But this session is still coming together right now, so we don't really have a lot of detail on what's happening in that session. But certainly we'll be communicating with all the groups once we have the session finalized about when it's happening and inviting people to please join us and give us input. And I think this is all we wanted to say for today. And we thank you for giving us the time to speak about this. And I don't know in what format you have the flyer, but maybe if we could get any input from you today or how you want, I don't know how you want to provide your input, but that's what we're looking for. And if you have any questions, please let me know.
Thank you. I have a couple of people who have put their hand up. The flyer currently is on a wiki page, and we only have the text. And providing you with direct input is going to be a little hard, but if it is in the wiki, we can actually put comments underneath. But first, I'll turn the floor over to Jean-Jacques Subrenard.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques. Yes, I have a couple of remarks about the flyer. First to say that I find it a very good exercise. It's very useful for the end users. My second remark is that this would be especially useful in translation into the UN languages. My third remark about translation is that this is typically something which could be done not by a professional translating company, but by our RELOS. So I suggest that those who want to have such a flyer in their own language should volunteer to ensure the translation and also the control of the translation, because occasionally we see things in various languages which are not as good as the English original. My fourth remark is that this flyer could also be very useful in various instances. For instance, when in the ALAC Academy, as additional material for this or that training. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. And these remarks will be taken into account, of course, through the recording and through the transcript of this call, and can be forwarded to Nail if you have not yet made note of them. Quickly, Alan Greenberg, next.
Yeah, I just wanted to highlight the difficulty of the problem that was described. If you look at the follow the URL in our agenda to the wiki, which is a copy of the flyer, there's a paragraph which is multiple representations, non-Latin domains introduced a new idea. Presentation and wire formats are different. For example, XZ-ZCKZAH and something are the exact same domain. The something does not show on the wiki because the wiki doesn't handle the characters. So just illustrates the problem, or at least on my screen it doesn't. Thank you.
Thank you. That's really excellent. That's excellent remark. Thank you. That's supposed to be in Japanese, actually, in Japanese script.
Yeah, I did a Google search, and I know what it's supposed to be, but it isn't.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you, Alan, and thank you, Noel. Obviously, that's one that is not universally accepted for the time being. I think we are running out of time on this subject and on this call altogether. For any further questions or more like comments, first, two things. If there is a PDF copy of the flyer, could I ask staff to liaise with you, Noela, and put the PDF copy on the wiki, and hopefully that will show up in Japanese or any other script that one needs to represent there. And then the second thing, of course, is to ask everyone who wishes to submit comments to submit them on the wiki comments at the bottom of the page. And I'm really sorry to have to cut this one short, but we are really seriously running out of time, and we will soon lose our interpreters as well. So thank you, Naela. Thank you, Nadia, for also passing by and for seeing us and for speaking to us about this. And just one last question. What is the time scale for comments to be sent to you?
Well, we would prefer, if possible, to have the comments beginning to mid-September, just because we're shooting for finalizing everything and printing for Toronto, and as you know, we need to have advance time to do that.
Hello?
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 Hello? Okay, I'm sitting here.
Someone else isn't.
Someone else gone. Maybe it's Olivier.
I'll type.
Take over, Carlton.
Okay, I think Olivier dropped. This is Carlton for the record. Are there any other further comments on this issue? I see no further comment. As the chair had mentioned before, he got unceremoniously dropped. We are running short of time. Can we move then to the next topic on the agenda? And I think it is the the Toronto meeting?
Yes. Carlton, this is Heidi. Actually, the next one was the at-large delegate to the 2013 NAMCOM.
Oh, at-large delegate, right. That's right.
We don't have quorum anymore.
We don't have quorum.
This is just for discussion. So this is just Olivier is going to review the candidates big poll vote will be...
I can tell you, he's coming back, but are you back, Chair? No? I can tell you that we've had proposals from all the regions about the chair. For four regions, they have proposed reappointment of the existing member from the NAMCOM. From the Lac Rallo region, there are two candidates with we had a preference vote. in the Lakralo region and by a very short hair. Vanda Skartazina, who we all know very well, was recommended above Jacqueline Morris, who is the incumbent non-com appointment to from the ALAC, from this region. The question is, we have a set of all of that is fully documented on the wiki, and Heidi has just placed the link to the wiki workspace with all that information in the chat. The question is, I see Heidi has her hand up. Yes, Heidi.
Yes, this is Heidi. Thank you, Carlton. I just wanted to note that on that wiki page that I've just put into the chat, all of the candidates for the at-large delegates for the 2013 NOMCOM are posted, the SOIs.
Hello.
And Olivier, is that you?
Olivier is back.
Oh, okay, I'm back now, it seems.
Okay, so
okay, we hand over to you.
Unfortunately, I can't hear you. I can hear you via the Adobe Connect, but I can't hear you via the other side. It's a bit weird.
Ooh.
Okay, Olivier, we'll take care of that. So again, let me just continue. On that wiki page, we have all of the SOIs from the candidates for the 2013 NOMCOM at-large voting delegates. And you'll see that the appointment or selection has been revised, the schedule. So the ALAC selection and endorsement vote will be carried out online between, well, it was supposed to start tomorrow, and we'll have to adjust that. But it will, I think, if Olivier can confirm, it can start today for the selection of that.
Yes, it starts today.
Olivier confirms that. So that's an action item for staff to start the vote on that today. So we'll adjust that. And I believe it will go then to the 1st of September. Olivier, is that correct?
Yeah, I think the answer is probably
Hello?
Yes, because he's typing in confirmation of the lineup.
Yes,
I'm sure of the record.
Is Olivier back? Is he? No?
We can, Olivier, but perhaps you... Yeah. Barely hear him.
I'll ask for a call again.
No, we can hear you now. That's better.
We can hear you fine.
You can hear me now? Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, well, I've listened to what's been happening from the Adobe. Thank you for taking over, Carlton, again on this. Just to say, yes, 4 candidates to endorse, 1 selection to make for 1 region, and this can all be done online since when we vote on these matters, it involves people, so the vote will actually be confidential and will not be reflected with the names of the voters.
Next item.
Any questions, or I see Heidi has put her hand up. Heidi?
I think
sounds
Heidi
like
might be
Heidi's
distracted.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Like
I think Heidi was a little bit distracted just now.
Sorry, everyone.
Okay. We've had everything in this call. I know we still have 2 minutes until the top of the hour. Let's move on then to the next part, which is the discussion of the Toronto meeting agendas.
Olivier, it's Alan. Could I have a comment on the previous subject, please?
Yes, go ahead, Alan.
I'm a little bit confused
now,
by what you're suggesting. Now, clearly, it's not my call, but if the RALO has made a recommendation in a priority order, why is the ALAC not simply taking that recommendation?
That's up to
Thank
me.
You, Alan.
In previous years, the ALAC has made its choice and not just endorsed Arelo's recommendations. So the reason being that if there are three candidates for one position, then you cannot say, do you agree to this, but rather, who would you like to be on this? So the vote that was done last year was a vote with the actual names of the candidates and the ALAC choosing. This year, the vote is, I guess, for the sake of integrity, going to need to be the same. And so for the Lacrado region, there needs to be a vote among the two candidates that are, the three candidates. The two candidates that are there. I'm getting confused, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, I just thought in the past that the only time the ALAC has chosen is when the RALO said they were not in a position to make a formal choice. But I may be wrong.
No.
Yes, you are wrong, Cheryl.
Okay.
You're wrong, and you're wrong in an extent that is fairly serious and we need to make clear to everyone. In fact, the ALAC has also chosen not to appoint anyone a RALO has put forward.
Okay.
On at least two occasions.
Okay,
so
my mistake then.
That's correct.
I withdraw.
And there were also nominations from the ALAC in past time. In fact, I'm not sure, since I had dropped off from the call, whether there was any call for a nomination, if anybody wishes to make nominations for any of those regions, actually. And I don't see anyone putting their nomination hand up. Or making nominations as we speak, so we can take it that the slate will be as is currently presented on the RALO.
I withdraw my comment.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Next, Heidi, you still have your hand up. Is it you or is it still... This is becoming a laborious end to the call. Let's move on to the discussion of Toronto ALAC meeting agendas. And again, here I call upon Heidi. And if Heidi is unavailable, then Heidi, you're back?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry. So just very briefly, I'm aware of...
You have the floor.
Yeah, I'm aware of time. So again, please, everyone, the Toronto workspace is available. It has all of the meetings on it. You can put that into the chat right now. Please, if you are chairing a meeting that is taking place there, please do add to your agenda as soon as possible. Also, please look onto that workspace. You will see wiki pages set up for questions to various meetings or to various sessions, for example, with communications, with compliance, etc. Please fill those out. We're going to be sending those to the various staff members shortly, perhaps mid-September. And I think that's it. The only change in the schedule likely to happen is a change between a switch in time and date between the Registrant Rights Working Group and the new GTLD Working Group. But besides that, everything is set to go.
Okay, thank you very much, Heidi, for the quick update. Any questions or comments on this? No comments or questions from anyone. I have to thank you very much, you and the other staff members who have helped in putting these meeting agendas together. There always are very, very hard things to do, and there's just so many of them this time around. I guess, we will all find out in a few weeks' time when we meet in Toronto how much pain and hardship we're putting ourselves through, but certainly you've already put yourselves in the colleagues for much hardship. So a round of applause for you on this excellent amount of work to be able to fit this thing together in whatever small amount of time that we have. Moving swiftly on, we're moving now to the at-large elections 2012. That's actually a tag-on from the at-large delegates to the 2013 NUMCOM, because what we're also doing is for the thing members of the ALAC, and I invite you all to look again at the list which is provided currently on your on the wiki with several people who have been presented here. There's still a wait from one of the students to go forward with their selection and we do have a little bit of time on this one. Heidi, could I call upon you again to let us know about the schedule on that one with the deadline?
I'm sorry, were you talking, this is Heidi, I'm sorry, were you talking about the election?
Zach Rala.
The elections, at-large elections 2012 with the Lac Rallo election being the last one.
So for the, okay, so just the Lac Rallo one, is that what I'm hearing? Or did you want me to go through? Just Lac Rallo?
You can go through all of them if you've already got the results.
So, yeah, so very, very quickly, at Rallo, we have Tijani back as ALAC representative. We have Muhammad as the NAMCOM delegate or the candidate for the NAMCOM. We have Aziz back as the secretary. AP Rallo, we have Holly in on the ALAC, replacing Edmund's position. For your Rallo, we have Sandra reappointed. Congratulations, Sandra. For Lac Rallo, there was a vote on the Rule 8 issue going on there. That's going to be announced today. And following that, a vote on the candidates will be taking place starting today, ending, I believe, on Saturday. And Norallo, we had Evan reappointed. So congratulations to Evan. And we also have Garth in Norallo as the new Norallo chair. And he was on the call. I think he still is on the call. So congratulations, Garth. And also Darlene was reappointed as the Norallo secretariat. Quick run through there. Olivia?
Okay, thank you very much. And I note there, if one of the Lac Rallo filed for nominees was also a candidate for chair, I would have hoped they would have disclosed that to the Lac Rallo and to the ALAC. I have checked with the person concerned, and the answer was no. So there is no possibility of that happening. In other words, the nominee was not a candidate for chair. You might be doing in this 2 hours or so since you started the call. Any other business? Agenda item number 16. And you can't hear me. I can't speak any louder than this. But Cheryl, I believe you have any other business to talk to us about.
I do.
Olivier, this is Jean-Jacques. Before we go to any other business.
Hello? So Jean-Jacques first. Yes.
Thank you. About nominations and things like that, I just want to confirm that under ALAC members, open brackets, selected by the NOMCOM, close brackets. Maybe you know that I was a candidate to pursue on the ALAC, and I was asked by the NOMCOM to say nothing and not to say whether I had been approved or not approved for a second term. So I just want to let you know that I am on that list and waiting for a public declaration by the NOMCOM. So I can't say anything about that right now. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. That's much appreciated. And yes, I understand from the NOMCOM that results will be given in 2 days' time on the 30th of August.
That's right.
Heidi has said the 31st, I've been told 30th, around the end of the month. Anyway, let's move on to the final agenda item, the any other business, number 16. And Cheryl, you indicated
the beginning of the call. Thank you, Olivia. I've got a noise on my line, so I hope that's not interfering. It seems to have cleared now. Cheryl Langenor for the transcript record. Very briefly, what I was hoping to do, and it did kind of belong in under policy discussions, was foreshadow the fact that in the next day or two, at least for the CCTLD community, the work that's been done on the draft PDP for internationalised domain name CCTLD, so this is now not the fast track that's been running but the full PDP process will have a paper out for community input. Over the last 14 days or so, there's been quite a bit of editing going on amongst the work group, which I represent you all on. And the text is kind of being polished now. There's an intention to discuss it substantially in Toronto, but Chris Disbain has asked CCTLD work group to get community comment. Now, it's going to be not a full public comment, but what I was seeking was an endorsement which we discussed in the AP RALO meeting earlier today by the ALAC for me as your liaison into this work group to ask specifically for input from the IDN work group so that I can bring in through that fora what would be considered our community comments.
Some agreements from members who are here on the phone on the call. I could just ask if the notes column on this. I know we might be underneath color, but I guess this is just a general question. I know the interpreters have put their hand up.
Sorry, Olivia, that was a mistake.
Okay. So, asking if there any anyone against this idea, the suggestion from Cheryl. I'm guessing I think this is the way forward, Cheryl.
Thank you, Olivia. If I heard you correctly, it's Cheryl for the record. If I heard you correctly, there is nothing against, and therefore I can assume that I can liaise directly with your IDN work group with ALAC's imprimatur. Is that correct?
That is correct. If I could also, you probably got staff on this issue. So for them to be able to
if
I could also ask the chair of the IGN working group to let us know, chair or vice chair, to keep the ALAC aware of the developments in that matter. Drop off? Hello?
Yes, I'm here, but I have to leave in another minute.
Yeah, okay. Rather than get Olivia to repeat it, if you put it on a list, it's Cheryl, by the way, just put it on the list. I mean, I'm going to work directly with the IDN work group, and I'm assuming Edmund, Renalia and Sala, all of whom are ALAC members, all of whom are in the IDN work group, will keep the ALAC informed as well. But if you had specific instructions, type them at me or email them to me, and I'll follow them. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very much, Cheryl. And into my microphone. Any other business? And I see there are none. The characters have also had to leave. So thank you to all of you. The time is 16:13 UTC. I thank all of you for this very long call, but you've done a good amount of work. And this call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.